March 20th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I am the eternal now. I see all things, good and evil. I know, as your Papa, what is best for you. So today I tell you the best you can do is to shelter in place and pray. Offer your confinement for those who will die an unprovided death, a death in the state of sin. Pray for an early resolution to the evil of this virus. Do not think of unimportant reasons to go out into the public, as these could be Satan's tricks to lead you into contamination. This is the hour to bolster the fortress of your hearts in holy love. Holy love will deliver you from all fear if you choose to surrender to it. Confide your concerns to my paternal heart. My power is omnipotent, and my will for you if you surrender to me. Do not search out reasons to fear. Search out reasons to trust. It is then I will support you. Strip yourselves of excesses and focus on holy love, which is my plan, my will for you. Satan does not want you to be united spiritually. He does not want you to use this cross towards any good end. Therefore, I tell you, draw closer to one another and to me spiritually. This is your power and your strength. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 4, 1 through 6. I, therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, beg you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all lowliness and meekness, with patience, forbearing one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all, who is above all, and through all, and in all. Another note is given to read Philippians chapter 2, 1 through 2. So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any incentive of love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.